Well, what did you say if you wanted your horses to go to the left?
Now in the field, I had a few, just a few horses. And that all comes from the old ox team. And I had one mule, small mule, that I used in the garden. And when I was plowing the garden, see, we raised a big garden. It wasn't no hoe that we cultivated with a plow and a mule. She was a little blue mule, called her Kate. But there wasn't nobody around, just you and her over there in that garden. You could say, gee, Kate, gee, turns to right.
Hmm.
Haw, comes to left.
Hmm.
In my early days, seeing them handle ox teams, they didn't have no lines or bridles. The bull driver had a big long whip. And he walked by the side of the left steer. And he hollered, gee haw. Woo back. Woo gee. Well, they'd pull to the right. Woo haw. They'd come this way. He controlled them with that whip.
Hmm. I'm talking to him.
Yes. I seen a grub. Pretty good sized farm using a pair of them big red steers, and they will forget it. That was the early part of 1915, and the old man that owned them, still alive, lives here on the southeast. He had a little fellow by the name of Wilson, and he had what they call a grub plow. It was an awful stout plow, and the way they did that, they had one man. The plow had handles on it, but they had one man to hold the plow. It takes two men to do what one should do with a mule or a mule team or a horse team. So a little man by the name of Wilson, he handled them steers. Well, with that big stout plow, you'd beat those big steers. They just tear them roots out. All you had to do is have a man to hold it up and not let it get out of the ground. If he held it up, it'd just go in the ground. And that's where they learned. See, the first team we had was ox teams. The ones from there, the horses and mules. Well, them old timers handled them ox teams, they learned that gee and haw, and when they commenced with the horses and mules, they used the same way. And I got it. The mule I got that I used in the garden, the new gee and haw. Why, she come out of the truck, but she'd been there for years. She knew her business. The other man that owned her, he's the one trained her, gee and haw, I didn't. So I learned to use that on Kate, and just, you could put in her and turn your lines loose. You didn't need any line.
But that was fun.
She was a crackerjack.
When you were driving a team, did you have any special name for the horse on the left?
Not for that. All of them were named. The one on the left didn't have no special name.
How about the horse on the right? Was that called anything?
Well, that was now. Like you put the harness on them in the lot, in the harness shed, and start to take them to the wagon. I learned this in the steer business, watching the ox business, and learned it when I was a boy. I'd have a man handling one of these horses. Well, I knew which side of the tongue he worked on.